Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Do you know what today is?
It's Tuesday morning now.
I read somewhere it's Tuesday.
Sunny Tuesday.
You guys just are working for the weekend, aren't you?
Obviously. Why else would I do it?
Because I want to make a difference somehow.
You can make a difference.
You can make a difference.
You think so?
I do. I really do.
Just not today.
Aww.
It's showtime.
And I thought that's why we came in, to make a difference.
Yes. Well, I think that's why we do it.
Every morning.
I know.
Mike and Carla Morning Show with our producer, Morty, 6:05. It is, Carla, Tuesday morning, and we are here to make a difference.
You know what? And I wanted, with that said, I was actually somewhere getting getting food yesterday, yeah. And somebody said just that to me. They have family in Dayton, mm-hmm. and nothing happened to them, but he said, you know, it's just weird, like, when it happened here. And I was listening to your show today, and you guys were just cracking me up, and so thank you. Literally just said thank you. I said, oh, my God, thank
nice.
You. Because I never think, you know, I always thought in my life I want to make a difference, and sometimes I think, oh, God, we played kazoos again, you know. Did it make a difference? Well, I guess sometimes it does, you know, so I'm glad to hear that.
We can make you smile.
Yes.
At any point in the morning, that's all we're here to do.
Exactly.
Mostly cloudy today. They say high of 106.99, the high tomorrow, but partly cloudy skies.
It's gross out right now.
It shouldn't be too bad throughout the remainder of the week. 88 outside right now as we get ready for Carla's take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, the reboot of these novels that I used to read, it's going to be very dark and very sexy.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more about that, plus some other stories, entertainment news after Human League and Don't You Want Me.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
You know what? Jimmy Kimmel, whatever. You're good, but you're not that good. He's developing a new game show that we did with one of our interns a while back, Mike, and that is the generation gap. Older and younger members of a family have to answer questions relevant to each other's generations.
Oh.
It's something basically we play in this room every summer for 2 months with our intern.
Right.
You know, we did it with Jacob, mm-hmm. pretty much. But yeah, that actually should be fun. A lot of things going on in TV. A lot of different yet the same things. The Nancy Drew reboot. Nancy Drew. Remember Nancy
yes.
Drew? Can't remember who it was that was in that first one. Well, they're rebooting it on the CW, and it's being described as dark and sexy.
Wow.
So I don't know that Nancy Drew wasn't really dark and sexy.
No.
Not in the little books that I used to read.
I remember when it was on the first time, and
yes.
it was Nancy Drew followed by, or was it the other way around? Was it Nancy Drew, then the Hardy Boys?
I think it was Nancy Drew, then the Hardy Boys. I believe so, yeah.
Which was
Sean Cassidy and Parker Stevenson.
Yes, as the Hardy Boys. And they would solve crime.
They sure would.
Throughout their great town.
They sure would. And Nancy Drew was always kind of innocent. I mean, she was a little sassy. But she, I don't know, but dark and sexy. But it sounds like it should be on a different network other than the CW, though. I'll tell you that right now. Wow, and she's wearing what? Yeah. Huh. Really? And she carries a whip. That's interesting. Oh, my God. Tomorrow night.
You're stoked about this.
I really am so excited. Beverly Hills 90210 starts up again tomorrow night. Well, Shannon Doherty talked about kind of what it's going to be like.
It's like a revival set in a reboot. So it's sort of all of us playing supposedly heightened versions of ourselves, deciding whether we're going to join Tori on her idea of doing a reboot.
What?
I have a feeling that they're going to be themselves, and then I wonder if they will be their characters when talking about rebooting the show.
Oh,
something like that. That's what I'm wondering.
Okay.
She went on to talk about some things that they've kind of added to their characters that are a little quirky.
Yeah.
To themselves. Like she said, I eat a lot in it. And nobody ever comments on it. I'm just eating a lot in it. And
but
she,
nobody says anything.
No, but nobody. No. Remember, what was it? Ocean's 11 when
yeah.
Brad Pitt was always eating?
Yeah.
That's funny. I know. I'm looking forward to it. I really, really am. So set your DVRs. Or if you were a BH90210 fan, set your VCRs back to 1990. Radio Hall of Fame announced this year's class of inductees, and one of them is Dr. Ruth. We talked to her a few months back. And she was a blast. Dr. Ruth going in, I don't know, what is she, 95
something
now,
like
I think?
Still writing books.
She sure is, and sharp as can be. So congratulations to Dr. Ruth, a colleague of ours.
Yes.
Guys, a colleague of ours. The ceremony will happen on November 8th in New York. And a big happy birthday to Punky Brewster.
Nice.
Punky Brewster turns 43 today.
I like it. Nice.
Little Punky Brewster, Soleil Moon Fry. That's it.
Oh.
That's my take.
All right.
Where are you at?
I don't know. I have no clue.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
Love it. Already people texting in at 702-739-9636.
Yeah. Actually, really, really nice. A couple people texted in and said, you know, Mike and Carly, you definitely make a difference. You start my day with sunshine every single day. Another listener said, OMG, Mike and Carly, you make us laugh every single morning. Thank you so much. So that's very sweet. Thank you.
We were talking about it at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Make people smile.
Yeah, somebody, I got food yesterday, and they basically said, thank you so much for making us laugh in the morning and blah, blah, blah. It really makes a difference. So thank you. It's very sweet.
638, the most ridiculous thing you were cut off from the family for.
Oh, geez.
Read this story.
Oh, man. There's a guy, and it wasn't really, well, I don't know if there's anything he could do. Here's the deal. The guy is out of California. I think it was Northern California. Hasn't spoken to his family in 4 years because he doesn't like the way they chew their food and clear their throats. Where's San Diego? He's from San Diego. He's 41 years old. And he has this condition, and it is something. It causes him to kind of just go into a rage a little bit when he hears certain noises.
Freak out a little.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And a lot of people have this with certain noises or, like, loud noises, things like that. He says he also hasn't been to the movies in 10 years because of like, people chewing and
maybe
rustling
he's the
food
weird one.
Bags. Well, Yeah. So he hasn't talked to his family in 4 years.
4 years?
Yep. Cut him off, Mike.
Everybody.
Cut him off. Have you ever done... Has anybody ever... We weren't a just cut him off family. We just weren't... I don't know. That wasn't a thing.
I don't think I've ever done it. I don't think... I mean, maybe they've cut me off. I just don't know.
Well, yeah, I think you... I don't know. I mean, I think you might know. First of all, did you do something wrong or, you know,
yeah,
generally...
but would you be the first one to know if you did something wrong? You're probably the last person to know.
But there's also, like, gosh, I haven't heard from somebody since this time or, you know, but... Or there are just people you just don't talk to that often, you know? So, but no, I mean, I do not believe I've ever been cut off from anyone. No.
Who is cut off from their family or cut them off?
Yeah, we're done. We're not talking anymore.
For whatever
reason. Or even a family member or a friend even. Did you cut off? You just cut them off.
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Maybe it's you that cut them off or they cut you off.
Yeah.
And why? Was it kind of silly? Or was there a really good reason why you cut somebody off?
Yeah. Yeah,
just couldn't put up with them anymore. All right.
702-739-9636.
I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
You're all cut off. We want to hear from you.
Boy.
What's the weirdest or oddest reason either you cut your family off or they cut you off?
Yeah. Wow. One of our listeners said, my family back in Chicago hasn't texted me or called me since 2015 over something stupid my wife put on Facebook.
Oh, boy.
Things just escalated from there. Oh. Now when I go back to Chicago, they won't even see me. Totally ridiculous. Man, is that a sign of the times.
Got to be careful.
Oh, boy. I'll bet that's happened to a lot of people because of Facebook.
Tom, what about you?
So my cousins and I dropped a coffee cake that my aunt had made for us all. It was like 3 a.m. after we had all been partying for Thanksgiving.
Oh, boy.
And we dropped it down the stairs, and she basically said, that's it. I'm done with this family.
Oh, come on. That's just...
Just because of a cake?
I know.
There has to be more to that story.
Oh, no. Maybe they were maybe the drunk part of it. Maybe that was it.
That's enough. Oh. You know what? You just crossed the line.
Oh, my God. That's too... I'm sorry. That's too funny.
Because I can't imagine somebody cutting you off just because you dropped a cake.
I'm thinking the alcohol had something else to do with
maybe.
It.
Maybe. Sarah, what about you?
This person in my family. Oh. Okay, fine. It was me.
Oh.
Started dating this guy, and he was a tattoo artist. And my grandma, she thought that I already had way too many tattoos, that I didn't need to be dating a tattoo artist because that's all that was going to lead to was more tattoos.
Oh, boy.
She cut me off.
Oh.
Quit talking to me. That was it. Yep, I have not talked to her since.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Just because you're dating, not married. You didn't marry this guy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You're just dating. That's pretty impressive.
But free tattoos, they're expensive. I'm just saying, you know, grandma, let me get you one.
Randy, what about you? Did you cut them off or was it your family that cut you off?
I did. In a nutshell, it was easy to do over years of problems, but my father kept getting between me and my brother's stuff. Like, you owe your brother this, or you got to this. I'm like, Dad, you need me. Him and I worked that out. And he kept it up. I said, Dad, you know, I need a break. I just need a break. And now he's sending letters to both of us and starting to get into it. I said, that's it. Stop. Just stop. And then he blew it. He said, oh, did your wife put you up to this? I said, that's sweet, girl? No. We're done.
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
It was easy, but he kept pushing buttons.
Could you imagine being like just, you know, with Barb or something? You know what? We're done. I don't like your husband. We're done.
Right.
My wife is the sweetest, best person to everybody that I
get it.
No, for him to say it out.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're not talking bad about her now. You're not putting blame from me or brother or you on her.
20 years.
Yeah.
2 decades.
Yeah.
And I don't feel bad.
As long as you're not looking back now going, oh, man.
And you stick to it.
Yeah.
The only thing I do is, like, have to talk to my son.
Okay.
He hasn't met my two youngest. That's the only regret for them, but they have that choice to go and do what they want.
Right. That's good that you've left that door open. That's good.
Because it's not their fault.
No, exactly.
It is not their fault. All right. It isn't.
Yeah.
Amazing. Man, some of these family stories just blow you away.
Yeah.
All right. Billy Joel, Big Shot. People texting in about this X-Lax issue that was... brought up in a story that Carla had read about.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, a woman in Minnesota. Her husband needed a little something, a little help, and he took a lot of X-Lax. Instead of just two little squares, he took the two squares that come in the package.
Is it not that self-explanatory?
I would think so. Sounds like a pretty, you know, relatively smart guy. She's an author, this woman. Had to call poison control, and they said, he's going to be okay. Going to have a little diaper rash.
Ooh.
And might be dehydrated. But other than that, you'll be okay. Wow.
Okay.
Oh.
Sherry, what about you?
So my little brother gave my uncle a piece of candy that was X-Lax while we were out shopping with my mom and my uncle.
Oh, boy.
And my mom, well, of course, my uncle didn't know what it was. Uh-huh. And so we had to stop for the bathroom multiple times. My mom started to grow concerned.
Uh-huh.
And she still couldn't figure out what happened to him that day. Several years later, my brother confessed that she was so mad.
Oh, when he was grounded at 30? Was that...
he held on that long?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm thinking maybe they need to change something about this. This is not the first time these things have happened.
Right.
You know? But they've always kept it chocolate.
Uh-huh.
So, okay.
Don't make it so yummy.
No, exactly. Make it taste like bad chocolate, right?
And the other thing is, maybe take less. Less is more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, just take a couple of squares.
So easy.
Even if you don't know to.
Yeah, or just eat one square.
And then go from there.
Yeah.
So to speak. Looking forward to a good time. Wet and Wild. It's going to be August 17th, a Saturday night, 6 to 8. Larry Martino going to be hosting an 80s night at the water park. If you want to go. Forgot to do this last hour.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was. But I'm back now.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
well, wait now.
I have no idea. So if you want a pair of tickets to enjoy 80s night, Wet and Wild, you want to go, dial it up. 702-739-9636. Got a pair of tickets for you. It's going to be nice, too. Weather-wise, plenty of sunshine. High in the low 100s for the weekend. Today and tomorrow, though, mostly cloudy. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Out at 8107, 99 the high tomorrow.
Okay.
It's about 81 outside right now. And just a few things we think you should know coming up next.
How many will you kiss before you, well, you know what I mean.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Before you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right, more on that and other things we think you should know after the Bee Gees.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So a couple of things came out. There are always surveys going on, polling going on. A new poll found out the most annoying thing people at music festivals do. A lot of people, more do you go to music festivals. We've all been. The most annoying thing, this is disgusting. It's pee outside the porta potties. They don't wait to go in. Mostly
sometimes
guys.
You gotta go. If you gotta go, you gotta go.
Go behind there.
Oh, behind
maybe go behind instead. My God.
Side.
Followed by people holding up signs.
Yeah.
Smelly people moshing or crowd surfing and sneaking in or sharing bracelets, you know, your entry bracelets. So wow, that'll make you go.
When we had to get into bars and we were underage.
When you had stamps.
Not everybody had a fake ID.
Right, right.
The one who looked the best would go in, get the stamp, then come back out, and then you'd
rub it.
Lick it and rub it.
And rub it, and then go, okay, we're all good.
I've already been in, man.
Yeah.
Come on, jeez.
There's my stamp.
Yes, exactly.
Why is it upside down? I don't know.
I mean, you guys did it. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Jeez. A survey by, it's called a Super Drug, reveals the average woman will kiss 15 guys and have 4 one-night stands.
Before. overall.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
And she will be in 2 long-term relationships. Have her heart broken twice, Mike, and here you go, before she meets her soulmate.
Oh.
Yeah, so you're going to do that.
Give me those stats so I can take them home today and find out if Jody is like...
15 men kissed. 15 men.
15 men.
4 one-night stands.
Hold on. 15.
15 men. 4 one-night stands.
Okay.
2 long-term relationships.
Okay.
And have her heart broken twice.
It's heartbroken. Okay.
Then she met you.
Then she met me.
There you go. Men, by the way, will have 6 one-night stands before meeting their soulmate.
Of course.
So,
that's it?
Yeah, that's what I said. That's it. Please.
That seems low. We're lowballing.
I'm going to tell you right now, I have a comic on the road. Amateurs!
Wow.
Anyhow, I mean, I'm not just it. You know, it was the 80s.
Yeah. I get it.
Thank you, Mike.
I get it.
And a new trend online, it has gone viral. People are texting their number neighbor. Say the last part of your number is 4008.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to text the person at 4009.
Yeah.
And see what happens. A lot of people are making new friends now. A lot of people have been chewed out. But they're posting conversations. There are screenshots of their conversation. I think we should do this.
I wonder how many other people have. All right.
Do it. Let's do it.
Give it a shot.
You just go one number up from your phone number.
We're going one number up.
See if we make a friend or an enemy. How about that?
Do it. Ready, set, go.
Yes. Few things you should know.
Tiffany Skaggs got through. She has a couple of tickets for Wet n' Wild 80s night. It's happening over at Wet n' Wild. It's going to be Saturday, September or August 17th. All a part of the 96 Days of Summer. Larry Martino. Hosting hula hoop contests, Rubik cube contests, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Some great giveaways.
Oh,
if you want to find out more, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, each of us is doing this, trying to find our radio or our telephone number, neighbor.
Yeah.
And Carla, Morty, going back to last hour, Carla has already cut off 2 neighbors.
Oh, I'm done.
She's over
them.
I am
so done. I am done. You know what? I tried to get something going, and you know what? They just blew me off, and I'm done.
Morty, have you heard back?
I haven't.
Well, we should explain, though. Your telephone neighbor would be in Hawaii, which it's only what time?
It's 4:30.
4:30, so nobody's up.
It's a viral challenge that's not going real viral in here. Very bacterial on my end, where you text your phone number neighbor. Your number neighbor. You go one up from your phone number. Or if
one
you want to go one down, you can go one
down.
Yeah, I did get a response. I went up.
Okay.
This is crazy. Is this Mike?
Oh,
because,
stop.
No, because she goes, I, or he, because I've gotten wrong numbers from people asking for you. This is so cool. Thanks for reaching out. You have a great day, too.
Okay. Huh. Okay. So it's just some Mike. They think it's some Mike. They don't know that it's you, Mike.
No, they don't know it. They don't know it's the Mike.
I got nothing. I swear to God, I'm going to text these people all day, too. All day long. Hey.
Yeah.
I need money. Somebody. Help right. me. I'm naked.
That's the response I got when I went up one okay. number. Now I've gone down.
Did you get anything?
Like the last thing, the last two digits are 9-6 of my number.
Right.
So 9-7, hold on.
Getting anything there?
No, 9-7 are the last two digits okay. of my number. So okay. I went up. That's the response I got.
Yeah.
Now I've went down. Let's yeah. see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not even getting the three, you know, anticipatory dots that are moving yeah. along. Nothing.
Like
nothing.
Showing you that somebody
you know
is almost
we are
right.
We okay. so done. And I want my potential T-shirts back, and I want my potential CDs back. So, fine. So done with you.
Carly, you got to give it some time.
You know what? I don't even know why I reached out. I really don't.
Okay.
I'm tired of it. Do I just not look the way you
I don't even think
look?
Mine's going to respond to mine because I said it.
Oh, my God.
And potentially this is family. Morty was yeah. like, this is family. That's the very sad
we've had our same numbers for like, I want to say 15 plus years.
Well, tell them the mess. Tell everybody the message you left.
The number I went up on, I said, hey, are we good for tonight? Still good for tonight.
I like right. that.
And then I went down, I said, hey, I'm pregnant. It's okay. yours.
Because that's what you want to wake up to.
I'm going to try that with
I'm hoping it's a guy.
Yeah.
If anybody yeah. else has tried this and got a response, dial us up now. New trend. People are supposed to text your telephone neighbor.
Yes.
Go one number up or down from the last digit in your telephone number. And people are texting in.
Yeah, Tony says, I tried it. I went up and down. I got nothing so far. Lynn says, I tried it as well. Went up, but I got nothing so far. Well, we have a bunch of duds in the morning, don't we?
Well,
a bunch of lazy people.
Maybe
out
those
here.
People aren't up yet.
Yeah, that's
and how
could
do we
be.
Know it's a working number?
Yeah, that's true. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to use a different number that we have here.
Okay.
I'm going to try that.
Try that.
If I can guess. God, am I desperate or what?
I didn't want to say anything.
Thank you.
Morty and I are looking at you like,
whatever.
Okay. Dan did it. What happened?
Well, I got a date for tonight.
Stop it.
Yeah.
No, you did not.
It was my wife's number.
Oh, well, okay. All right.
I need to go down instead of up.
Go down instead of up and then tell us if you have a date.
Yeah.
You got it.
Well, right. If you do that, yeah. I guarantee you're going to have a date, Dan.
And it's going to be a costly
it
one.
It sure is.
All right. Thank you.
You know what? This might be one we have to wait.
Yeah, I know.
We might have to update it tomorrow.
Right, right. We because, might have, yeah. Okay.
Or next
yeah.
week.
Later
or next
risers,
month.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
We are awful people with no friends. We can't even, you know what? We can't even strange text. Hope for something to come back.
Strange text.
Stranger danger.
Yes. Arms crossed applesauce. All you have to do is figure out the location of Mike and Carla's vacation picture number 3 to win an Alaskan cruise. In fact, you could see it right now. Just text the word cruise to 702-739-9636. First official guest of the morning in the 9 o'clock hour, so make sure you're listening for that. 8:05, another take on some entertainment news coming up.
Yeah, boy. Well, if you care, I've got some information for you on American Idol.
It's coming up after Depeche Mode.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I'm still waiting, by the way. Nothing.
No, oh, let me check.
No number neighbor.
Didn't,
no number neighbor.
Nothing at all, huh?
No.
That's
no.
too bad.
Maybe I'll go here and make a friend. Alamo Draft House Cinemas holding a clowns only screening of It Chapter 2. All of them will do that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just afraid of clowns, so they got to do their own screening.
Oh.
That's sad that people are so afraid of clowns, you know? Or maybe they have little emotional support balloon animals they can bring with them.
That they just carry.
That'd be a perfect place to take someone.
Right? Right?
Wow.
If you do still care about American Idol, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, all coming back for a third season together. Ryan Seacrest hasn't signed a deal yet, but I'm sure if there's enough money there, he's gonna take it, man. And I am so hurt by this. Dakota Johnson from mm-hmm. 50 Shades of Grey, several other things, but you might know her from that. She had the gap between her front teeth closed. She showed up to a movie premiere in London this past weekend, and boom, it was gone. A lot of fans took to the internet, of course, social media, very upset. One said, "This is the saddest I've ever been. R.I.P. Dakota Johnson's tooth gap." I know. Somebody else said, "Oh my God, found out Dakota Johnson, the only person who should have a gap in their teeth, got rid of hers." I beg to differ. Somebody else wrote, "I'm grieving over Dakota Johnson fixing her tooth." Is that a valid reason not to go to work? Yeah, I don't know why she did it. I have probably one of the largest gaps known to
man. And you're happy with your gap.
I'm perfectly happy with it. I really am. And I never had wisdom teeth to come in or anything mm-hmm. like that. I never had them in there. Mm-hmm. And so I got a lot of room. But now I'm wondering, like, am I wrong for not ever closing
that? Have people suggested to
yes,
you?
They have.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen, you might.
Yeah.
You can fix that.
Yeah, oh my God. Every dentist I've ever gone to, too. I don't want to. My niece did it, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel weird now.
I was going to say, maybe it's for a movie role, but they could just give her fake teeth.
They could give her fake teeth. So. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe I'm the weird one.
And a lot of people have problems. You know, I have problems. I don't have great teeth. The shape, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
People have said, "Why didn't you ever think about getting braces?" Or
I did, and they wouldn't give me braces. They
well,
said
I thought about it.
Crooked.
I just thought it would affect the way I speak or something like that. So I said, and I had other things I wanted to spend my money on, to be quite honest
with
you.
Sure. Yeah.
I just never had it. But with a gap, you're very proud of your gap.
I am proud of my gap. I really am. David our Letterman never got rid of his.
Our grandson has a gap.
Well, see, we'll see. And it
I don't
may
know
still
how
fill
it's gonna...
in, though. He hasn't lost all his teeth yet, has he? So that may change, but who knows?
Okay.
Gosh, hurts my feelings, Dakota.
All right. Hey, by the way, we were talking about the 96 Days of Summer, how you can win an Alaskan cruise for two. This will be our third cruise we're giving away this summer tomorrow night. It's my month of August.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be at Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West Desert Inn Road, 6 to 8. They're extending the happy hour till 8 o'clock. Plus, you can pick up that clue, that bonus clue.
Right.
That could help you identify the street address, city, state, and zip code. Plus, what's in my pocket.
Right.
To help you win that cruise. You can also register for tickets for Journey.
Right.
And their extended residency over at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace tomorrow night. Going to be there from 6 to 8. Make sure you stop by and enjoy my favorite beer, too.
Yeah. The tangerine wheat.
I think that's what it is. I think they might have to change it up. I don't know.
No, that's what it is now.
That's what it is now?
That's what it is now.
Okay,
perfect. The tangerine wheat, and it's really, really good.
Well, we're going to be there tomorrow.
Another good summer beer. Really good.
So hopefully you can stop by, say hi, register for the Journey tickets, and pick up that bonus clue. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. Carla, last hour we were talking about that new thing that went viral.
Yeah.
Where you try and find your telephone number neighbor. You go one up, one down.
Right.
Still haven't gotten a response.
Nothing.
You haven't.
I haven't gotten one thing.
Morty, you haven't heard back from your relatives.
No.
Okay.
I've gone two up and two down now. I got nothing. Nothing. Okay.
Elizabeth is on the phone. Did you do it?
No, I can't, because when we got our cell phones years ago, my husband is 70, I'm 71, my son is 72, and my other son is 73.
Oh, for the love of God, is that how the family plan works? You're all together like that?
We're all together.
Oh,
if you don't know one of our numbers, just move down the line. You'll get one of the other ones of us. A long time ago, late 70s, my dad was calling my grandma and misdialed by one, you know, the old dial phone. Got some guy named John. They started talking. They had a lot in common. They became really good friends. He became a great friend of the family. He taught me how to drive 30, 40 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool.
30 years ago-ish, my mom and dad got a divorce, and my mom wound up marrying him.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Man.
Wow.
I Carla, you know what? I got to be honest. I did not see that coming.
Wow.
There's hope, Carla.
There really is. Oh, my gosh.
See, I thought that was going a whole different direction.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. I thought. Never saw that coming.
Okay, I got you. Okay? I got you.
Elizabeth, great call. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thank you. You guys too.
Yeah, I thought it was going some other way.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. No, but I got you. I see. Ooh. I'm buying what you're selling. Crisscross applesauce.
That's what it is.
Yes, that's what it is.
Not arms crossed.
Christopher Cross.
It's Bengals Manic Monday.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up for the good stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We are so looking forward to the second annual Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash, downtown Event Center, Las Vegas. It's going to be Saturday, September 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, it's 16 of the biggest bands from the 80s.
God. You know, just so people know, I mean, yes, Flock of Seagulls, but Bow Wow Wow, Boys Don't Cry, Dramarama, Missing Persons, The Vapors, Escape Club, Real Life, The Motels, Wang Chung, mm-hmm. The Tubes, Farrington and Mann, original members, of course, of When in Rome, UK, Tommy Two Tone, Trans-X, and former members of Oingo Boingo. So it's a huge lineup.
Biggest 80s party of the year.
Yes.
Downtown Las Vegas Event Center, Saturday, September 7th. We do have tickets to give away, and we're going to ask you to simply finish the lyric. But Carla, here's the twist. We're not going to play the song until people call up. We'll start with caller number 9.
Okay.
At 702-739-9636. You'll hear the clip over the phone.
It's one of the artists, of course.
And then you finish that lyric. If you're correct, you got the tickets.
I guarantee you'll know the song.
It's that easy.
Yeah, we'll see if you know the lyric.
Starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Go ahead, dial it up. We have Rick on the phone. Rick, all you have to do is finish the lyric. You're going to hear a clip from a song by The Tubes, and all you have to do is finish the lyric, okay?
Sure.
Here's the clip. You can't touch the merchandise. She'll give you every penny's worth. Rick, can you finish the lyric?
You have to give me a dollar first. But it will cost
you
a
dollar. You know what? Close enough, Rick. You got the tickets. You're going to Mike and Carla's second annual End of Summer Bash. It's the live 80s tour happening Saturday, September 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, Mike and Carla.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. They say if you do this on the first date, chances are you're going to have another date. That's have a dessert.
Yeah, okay.
If you go out on a first date, like to dinner or something, and you have a dessert, study shows that chances are you're going to see each other again. Sharing it, literally feeding it to each other, is a big sign that the couple has chemistry.
Who's feeding each other dessert on a first date? And what woman is eating dessert on a first date? Good luck, guys.
You don't do that?
Good luck. No woman eats dessert on a first date.
Yeah, they don't.
Jeez.
Really?
No, I don't want to. I'm just going to eat this piece of rice. I'm good. I don't eat a whole lot, really.
Wow.
First date, please.
All right. Well,
please.
I don't know who did this study.
That's great. And feeding each other on a first date?
Yeah, who does that?
Yeah, I know.
Come on, baby, here you go.
Yeah, come here. I don't even know you, and you're sticking your hands in my mouth.
Do you do the airplane noise?
No, yeah, exactly, yeah. Here comes the airplane.
Wow.
Wow.
From a woman who hasn't gotten a response from her telephone
number. And if I do, they're not shoving cheesecake down my throat on a first date. I'm telling you that right now. They're not.
No. Okay.
No.
Prison inmate in Brazil tried to escape on Saturday by dressing up as his 19-year-old daughter.
Yeah, there you go.
That included her clothes, a silicone mask, a long black wig.
Sounds like a soap opera.
I know, it does, doesn't it?
That's what's going on mine right now.
The guards were hip to what was going on, though.
Oh,
they caught him. They have a video of the guy taking off the disguise. It's circulating online and gone viral.
Pretty funny.
But
it is pretty funny. That's going on Days of Our Lives right now. It's Kristen, but everybody thinks it's Nicole because she has a mask that looks just like Nicole. But Nicole is dead, and she really is dead. At least that's what we think as of now. She truly is dead. So it can't be Nicole. But it's a mask that looks just uncannily.
Is this Game of Thrones all over again?
No, this is Days of Our Lives. But and Tony also is alive. It is not Andre, his twin brother. It is Tony that's alive, and he's supposed to be dead as well. Anyhow, I digress. So a woman in Kentucky.
Cut the music.
Actually, let me give you this one first. This should be a good news story, but it's so stupid. A thief stole two bottles of ketchup from a restaurant in New Jersey anonymously and then felt bad. So, and went back and gave him two new bottles of ketchup.
Oh.
Because after they stole him, this person, they felt like they had some bad karma. They had a car accident and everything. So, got two new bottles, brought him back to the restaurant.
Okay. Well, hopefully that works out.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Might not work out for this woman in Kentucky, arrested Friday night, put in the back of a cop car, handcuffed. But listen to this party trick. She somehow managed to retrieve a baggie of drugs from her lady parts and snort them.
Oh.
And for my final trick, I will put the drugs back.
Nice.
Right? Whoa! Now that's who you want on a first date, right?
Feed her some dessert.
Who needs dessert?
What did you just do? Get out of here. Unfortunately, she's probably going to go to jail for a while, but great party trick, man.
Yeah, at least you'll know where she is.
It's Tuesday. Your other news.
Here you go. Your first chance today to win that 7-day Alaskan cruise from Scenic Brewing Company. All you have to do is check out the vacation picture number 3 on the KKLZ website. If you want to check it out, it'll take you right there. Text the word cruise to 702-739-9636. Otherwise, I've already looked at it, have an idea, street address, city, state, zip, and what's in my pocket this month to win that cruise, dial it up. Caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Give it a shot, and good luck. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Location.
All right, Carla, Freddie's on the phone. And Freddie, all we need you to do is tell us the exact street address, city, state, and zip code of where that vacation photo was taken. And to win the cruise of a lifetime, what's in my pocket?
What's in your pocket? I would say some chapstick and bubble gum.
Just shooting right for what's in my pocket.
I know it.
What about the street address, city, state, and zip code?
I do not have that on my word.
Oh, that's what you have to come up with. Just text the word cruise to 702-739-9636. It'll take you right to our vacation picture. From that picture, and by the way, we revealed another puzzle piece. From that picture, if you can identify the street address, city, state, zip code, and think about it, what would be in my pocket? Your next chance to guess in the 2 o'clock hour with Wendy Rush. If you want more details, tap the KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3kklz.com for all the details about the 96 Days of Summer.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story, kind of set the tone for the whole day. Here's the one this morning.
Well, residents of Cherry Circle, New Jersey, recently raised $50,000 so their neighbor could keep his home. Lamar Harris is developmentally disabled, and he's become quite a staple in the community. He's been there for years. He comes by and, you know what, kind of picks up the neighbor's trash. He brings them their mail. He'll visit, have coffee. Breakfast. He's just become a friend to most of the people in the neighborhood. And residents, they were inspired to help out after they learned that he was just a couple weeks away from losing his home, and he grew up in this home.
Wow.
But he's unable to pay the taxes. He can't. It's tough for him to get a job, you know, and there are fees involved. Mm-hmm. So they all set up a GoFundMe, and they were able to settle his debts in just 1 week. So he says the residents there are his family, and he wouldn't know what to do or where to go right. if he couldn't stay where basically he was born and raised and has lived now.
I love those
for many, many years. So mm-hmm. do I. Cherry Circle, New Jersey.
Nice job.
Yeah, no kidding. 50,000. That doesn't seem crazy, actually. You know, good for them.
If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40. Before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the afternoon while you work, and she will have more tickets for our second annual End of Summer Bash. Give you another shot at winning that 7-day Alaskan cruise during the 96 days of summer, so make sure you're listening for that. Recapping the show, ladies, here it is. You're going to have 4 one-night stands, 2 long-standing relationships, and have your heart broken twice before you actually find your soulmate.
Right.
Poor Carla has yet to hear back from her phone number neighbor.
Nothing. Nothing.
Up or down?
No. At this point, I've gone like 2 and 3 up and down. I got nothing.
Losers.
And how was it that you were cut off from your family? Or maybe you cut off your family?
Yeah.
Some of the ridiculous reasons as to why. And boy, that one guy who called and said, all I did was drop a cake. And that was it. They cut me off.
I know.
There had to be something else. There just had to be something else. So that's it.
Oh, man.
Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.